Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Sorry for the poor singing.
I thought it was fantastic.
We do what we can.
Yes.
So what's been going on?
I've been watching the women's college basketball Final Four.
Right. I actually shaded Pete when we were on vacation because he was all about watching women's basketball with our brother-in-law, Josh. It was like in lieu of doing something else. I can't remember what it was. But I was like, you never have watched basketball one time since we've been together.
Not true. I did rewatch quite a few Jordan games from the 90s.
I know. That doesn't count.
It does count.
I'm talking about current basketball, that it would keep you from doing something else while on vacation.
It didn't keep me from doing anything else. I didn't want to be out in the pool. I wanted to chill and watch Caitlin Clark drop threes from the logo.
I mean, that's great. Listen, I watched the Final Four with you the other night and I wasn't into it. And then I got into it.
Yes, you did.
So I understand now, but I did shade you a little bit.
You did. I just like watching great players play sports. And I think Caitlin is very good. And we'll see what she does today. I don't know. They're coming up against quite a tough team in South Carolina for the national championship. I hope they can win it. But if not, I hope she drops some more threes from the logo.
I hope so, too. We're currently recording this about an hour and a half before that game starts.
Yes.
Now, we also recently recorded an episode for our Patreon. It was one of the add-ons for songs that remind you of school dances in the 90s. And we talked more about our vacation, specifically our time at Hollywood Studios and Galaxy's Edge, aka all the Star Wars stuff. And after we had talked about it for a while, you were like, I wish we had saved this to talk about on the regular podcast. Maybe we'll just clip this and put it there. So we told our patrons, you may hear this again. So here's our discussion.
We were so excited for vacation.
Yes. We went on vacation. It was a lot of fun. We went to just outside of Orlando, which was my old stomping grounds. I'm sure you all know I lived there for about 12 years.
We essentially went to Disney, Florida.
Disney, Florida. Yes. But we did get to see two of my best friends that live in Orlando.
We did.
That's always a fun thing. And we were there with Pete's family, most of Pete's family, celebrating his sister Heather's 50th birthday. You all know Heather from the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was. We went to Disney After Hours at
Hollywood Studios,
which was not too bad during spring break.
Because it was after hours. Yeah, the crowds were not. They weren't bad.
They weren't too bad. We still had like, what, a 40-minute wait for one of the rides that we went on.
Yeah, but it moved quickly.
It did.
Way more quickly than it would have earlier in the day.
Yeah, it was like a quarter of the time that it would have been during the normal time.
Yes. And Pete got to finally see all the Star Wars stuff and ride the rides. And it was exciting. I loved just getting to see his face while he was taking it all in.
I was definitely filled with wonder. It was a whole Star Wars look and feel that wasn't quite reminiscent of the original, but close enough that it really felt like Star Wars.
Yeah. What is the whole area called? Is it Galaxy's Edge? Is that what the area is called?
I think so.
And then we rode the rides, Rise of the Resistance. And then what's the Millennium Falcon one called?
I just call it the Millennium Falcon. I think it's like Smuggler's Run or something.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
Smuggler's Run.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would give Rise of the Resistance an 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I would give Smuggler's Run a 6 to 6.5 out of 10. I feel like it could have been done way better, but they have to like shoehorn it into like new Star Wars where they should have just done old Star Wars as far as like what they were doing. But it was okay. It was great to see the Millennium Falcon. It was great to be in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, he was the pilot.
I was.
I was the gunner.
You were the gunner, which is one of the worst implementations of being a Millennium Falcon gunner of all time.
It was, yeah, I didn't enjoy it because if you haven't done it, there's just a flashing red button and you just have to push the red button the whole time. And it's on the side, so you're not even seeing what's in front of you.
Yeah.
So you're kind of missing the whole point of it, feeling like you're in the Millennium Falcon.
Right. If you're going to do it the right way, you put somebody in one of those spinny chairs, mm-hmm. right, that the Millennium Falcon has. You replicate the graphics and stuff that they'd see. If you're not going to do that, even though you should have, you at least should have put the button in front of the person.
Yeah.
So they could look at what's going on. That's so stupid.
Even if they put it just like on the back of the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
At least you're facing forward and you can kind of feel like you're still on it.
Right.
Because otherwise you're just being jostled around while pushing a button.
Exactly. Now, they separate the pilots. One pilot does left and right. The other pilot does up and down. I was the up and down pilot. And frankly, I nailed it.
I'm sure you did.
I was a very good up and down pilot.
I couldn't even tell what was happening, so I don't know.
And then we had some stranger who was a nitwit doing the left and the right who couldn't drive for
Yeah, I hate it. That we got separated from Pete's sister and her husband and kids, because that's who we went with, because they went and did some of the Toy Story stuff while we went and did Star Wars stuff. But I really wish we had been able to do that specific ride together.
Yes.
Even though we still had too many people, though, because they have three kids.
Well, because five people came in with us. I thought there was only four spots. I thought there was two pilots, the navigator, and the gunner.
There's six spots, I think.
Oh, what are the others?
They just didn't fill the ones. The person behind us was engineer, I think, is what they called him.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what their job was.
Well, maybe we could have split into two groups, but I know anybody else would have been a better left-right pilot because she completely trashed our ship. We did not complete the cargo thing, and we got a terrible score. And I blame her.
Well, it just sucks that you have to work together with people that you don't even know.
Exactly.
And like, yeah, I wish they could make it where like just the amount of people that you're with can do it no matter what.
Yeah. Like auto gun it. Like nobody's going to hit the red button.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares.
Right.
But I will say it was awesome because in the up down seat, you also get to pull the lever to go into hyperspace to make the jump. You got to do that twice. It felt pretty awesome.
I did get to hit a bigger button to release like a missile or something, and that was kind of fun.
Yeah. So overall, an okay ride. Rise of the Resistance, I will share no information. There's one spot in it that is absolutely the most incredible Star Wars experience I've ever had. It's very short, but it was amazing.
It was really fun. It was weird to go back, you know, because I lived there and I had annual passes and I went to Disney and Universal and all the parks often. So I knew those rides very well. So it was weird to go back and like have all this stuff that was new that I had never ridden before. And I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
So it was kind of scary, but also cool to to see them. It was all fun. I mean, my only thing is, you know, not to give anything away about that ride. Where's Darth Vader in all of the, like, surely they're going to add a ride or something, an experience involving Darth, involving, you know, Luke and Han and Leia. Like, I mean, I know Millennium Falcon, but you don't really feel like Han and Chewie are there.
Right. Just Chewie. Now, supposedly there's some secret thing you can do. The sequence of button presses to get Chewie vocally into the cockpit with you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But nobody knows about it. It's a secret. That's what I was saying. Like, they have to cram all of their new Star Wars stuff down our throat rather than giving us something like Darth Vader. You know, we could have had Darth Vader's castle and Darth Vader. You're going to walk through the castle and Darth Vader's chasing you. I don't know. Anything like that. They could have done anything.
They need to make it like a scary ride with Darth Vader.
Oh, it would be incredible.
Yeah. Because it's like the Rise of the Resistance is in parts a little scary. Like you do feel like you've been captured and things like that. But just imagine it with Darth Vader. That would be so cool.
Replace Tower of Terror with like Darth Vader's Castle of Terror.
Except that's on the other side of the park. So that would be tough.
It's fine. Extend it. Disney needs to consult me.
I'm sure they have plans.
No, they have plans to leave all of that behind. That's their plans.
Why?
Because they're dip.
Stop. Do you actually know that they're leaving it behind? Or you're just making that up in your head?
I'm not making that up. The new movies and series are going way back in time. So they're even leaving like their new stuff behind. I don't know what that'll mean for the rides. But as far as the stories that they're going to tell are going to be from even longer ago.
Right. But I mean, none of that is the people who are spending money to go see the Star Wars stuff are the people who were brought up on the originals.
Trust me. I know.
Okay.
I digress.
But anyway, it was a lot of fun, though.
It was.
There was a moment of walking around the parks where it was kind of empty and we were just strolling along. It was nighttime. And I just thought, man, I really miss living in Orlando.
Yeah, you did.
I just miss all of the unique things that you could just go do, not being a tourist, but just right. like after work, you know, or just a random Saturday afternoon because you felt like it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a perk of living there for sure.
There's definitely a lot to do.
Yes.
In the area.
There's definitely a lot of people as well.
Yes, there are.
But anyway.
I will add an addendum. In spurts, they give us some Darth Vader. They give us some of the old Star Wars, specifically in animation.
Mm.
So it's not like they've never revisited it. But at the theme park, it's only about the new stuff.
I mean, the Millennium Falcon is not new.
Yes, but it's Hondo, who is not from the old Star Wars crew. He's part of the new animation, like Clone Wars
who
and stuff
Hondo?
Like that.
Who is Hondo?
Exactly.
It's Hondo? We weren't in Han Solo's?
Correct. Do you remember it's Han Solo's Millennium Falcon, but Han Solo wasn't there.
Nobody was there.
Well, don't you remember the intro movie they gave us?
No.
That was Hondo.
Oh.
Hondo is from Rebels, maybe not. Clone Wars, I can't remember. He's from one of the new animation series. So he was your intro to the Millennium Falcon. We did get a little bit of Chewie.
Oh, you're right. I really didn't know what was going on. I was like, this guy looks kind of familiar to me. I knew he wasn't from the originals.
Yeah.
But I didn't really think about the fact that they were like leaning heavily on the newer stuff.
Yeah. And I don't mind Hondo. It's fine from a character standpoint. Yeah, it's just
if you're going to go fly the Millennium Falcon, you want it to be about Han Solo.
Right, because it's not like Hondo was an actual actor. They just did him in CGI.
Right.
Maybe Harrison wouldn't give permission to use his likeness. I don't really know.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, and again, I don't mind the Rebels. I like the Rebels series. I'm just saying for the Millennium Falcon experience, probably in my mind should have been from the original trilogy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was still fun, though.
It was fun.
Is there anything else that we didn't do aside from you building lightsabers, which you decided at the last minute not to do?
I didn't build the droid either.
Right.
And we only took one of the two paths on the Rise of the Resistance ride, which one of my coworkers had told me, ride it twice and then take the other path. But I'll be honest, I couldn't tell when the path split happened and the ride operators were not helping me understand it when I asked.
Yeah, they just said it was the same track.
It's all the same path. I was like, I don't think so. It's all the same track. Okay. So that's about it. I think that's all we didn't do.
There's also a scavenger hunt that my friend Jamie had told us about.
Yes.
And we saw where you could do it, but we just didn't have time to do all of that. And eating. We wanted to eat at the cantina.
Yeah.
Some of those experiences. I think that's the only downside of doing the after dark, because you just don't have as much time to do that if you want to do anything else in the park.
Right. Like, it was over as quickly as it started.
Yeah, and we got there early.
We did.
So I would definitely do it again, though.
Yes, I would too.
All right. So I feel like now we have fully talked about this on both our Patreon and our regular podcast.
We have.
An exciting thing that happened, actually like a month ago now, David Lasher, who you may know as Ted from Hey Dude, Vinny on Blossom, he was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. He had a small part on Beverly Hills 90210 for a couple episodes. He started following our Instagram account.
That is awesome.
And I mean, I had a pretty big crush on him when I was like a preteen.
Right.
When he was on Hey Dude on Nickelodeon. And I recently did a Hey Dude post on our Instagram and he commented on it. But it was so funny because I was so excited because it said he commented and I went and looked and it says love this or this is great or something like that. And then it said, loved talking to you on the podcast.
Yeah, we're like, what?
Because he and Christine Taylor have a podcast called Hey Dude, the 90s called. And I mentioned it in the caption for the post because, I don't mind pointing people in their direction.
Sure.
And there were a lot of people in the comments that hadn't heard of it that then went and listened. So you're welcome, David and Christine. you need my help.
Right.
But it was just making me laugh because I don't want to correct him because then I will make him feel stupid. And one does not correct their preteen celebrity crush.
You do not.
When they comment on your Instagram post.
That is correct.
So I just hearted it and then a bunch of people, liked it and stuff. And I'm like, do people now think like we were on their podcast or they were on our podcast? I was like, well, maybe this happened in an alternate reality.
Yeah, maybe you need to tell me the safe word.
I'll tell it off mic. We have a safe word. But I will say that David has continuously been liking my content.
Really?
Yeah, like just yesterday, he liked one of my posts.
Well, that is hip, man.
So hip, man. I love it. It's very fun.
It is fun. You know what else is fun? New patrons.
Yes!
We always love it when we get new patrons.
Yes, we do.
Here are some of our new patrons. We have Val, Michelle, and Christine. Welcome, and thank you. We're so excited to have you.
Yes, thank you for your support. We hope you're enjoying all of the bonus content over there. Now it's time for someone to come to the front of the class for show and tell.
This week, we have Jennifer Amanda.
Jennifer Amanda may be our youngest show and tell participant yet.
Ooh.
Born in 1990.
1990, a 1990 baby.
That's right. I feel like we haven't had anyone born in the 90s yet.
I don't think so. Jennifer Amanda's favorite 80s movie from 1986, Labyrinth.
I like that she provided the year for a lot of these.
Yes, very thorough.
Favorite 80s song from 1986, Two of Hearts by Stacey Q.
Come on, come on, two of hearts, two hearts that need us more. Two of hearts, I need you, I need you.
I always loved that song.
Great song.
I also liked her because her name was Stacey.
As you should. Favorite 90s movie from 1994, Little Giants.
Favorite 90s song from 1996 by the Spice Girls, Wannabe.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
Favorite 80s or 90s TV shows, The Big Comfy Couch from the 90s. What's The Big Comfy Couch?
It was a kid's show.
Oh.
You ever see the picture of the couch with the girl with the like yarn looking pigtails?
Yeah.
And she does the countdown of the clock with her legs. I've posted it before. Favorite game or book that you loved as a child or teenager? As a teenager, I loved Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul, originally published in 1997, but I got it in 2005.
Ah.
I got it in 97.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a lot of those Chicken Soup books.
Toy that you loved most as a child? I loved my Cabbage Patch Kid the most. So were they still making Cabbage Patch Kids, or are we seeing that Jennifer Amanda may have had an older sibling?
No, yes. Yeah, they were still making Cabbage Patch Kids in the 90s.
They were, okay.
Yes, because I see them sometimes and I'm like, oh, those are not 80s Cabbage Patch Kids. Because they started looking different.
Did they?
Yeah.
I'm very surprised they never did like a Cabbage Patch Kid, Garbage Pail Kid crossover.
Mashup.
Right? Mashup, right.
They should have because they looked very similar.
They did.
Well, I mean, that was the whole point. But
indeed.
I'm sure they didn't because Xavier Roberts was probably offended by the Garbage Pail Kids.
He wouldn't have been offended at all the extra money.
Except Garbage Pail Kids caused a big ruckus.
They did.
So I could see how you wouldn't want to be associated with all the angry parents.
Hashtag truth.
Favorite place to go to in the mall? She says, it wasn't in the mall, but my favorite place to go was Tower Records.
Oh man, I love Tower Records. Where did we just see a Tower Records? Oh, it was in the Clue documentary.
Yeah, we talked about that in the Clue episode because we were like, how is this possible that he's in front of a Tower Records?
Mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your celebrity crush? Chad Michael Murray.
Thank you, Jennifer Amanda. That was a wonderful show and tell. You may return to your seat.
Gold stars.
All the gold stars. If you would like to participate in our show and tell, you can email us at wedontwantogrowuppod@gmail.com and ask for a questionnaire.
If you'd like to connect with us on social media, we're on Instagram at wedontwantogrowuppod.
We're on TikTok at wedontwantogrowup.
Come check us out on Facebook at wedontwantogrowuppodcast.
We also have a Facebook group called The Cozy Club Fans of We Don't Want to Grow Up.
Now, if you'd like to help support the podcast, and we know you do, and gain access to over 60 bonus episodes, you can go to patreon.com/wedontwantogrowup.
And if you're interested in We Don't Want to Grow Up merch, you can go to
we-don't-wanna-grow-up.myspreadshop.com.
Okay, so if you've listened to the 80s and 90s version of these episodes, then you already know the drill. But in case this is the first one that you've listened to, We have polled everyone on our Instagram and Facebook asking about songs that remind you of school dances. We got a ton of responses. Most were 80s and 90s, but there were definitely enough early 2000s songs to make a list. So I tallied the answers to come up with the top 10 list of songs that make you think of school dances, slow songs, and upbeat songs. Note, neither of us were in school for these. I bet Jennifer Amanda was, though.
She was, absolutely.
So this is fitting.
High time for Jennifer Amanda
That's
here.
Right. So these lists are curated solely from the responses that we received. Nothing that we can relate to, although a lot of these will be songs that I heard in the club or when I was like living my young life when I lived in LA briefly and Orlando. Good times.
I was definitely crushing it in the club to these songs at the Bay in Chattanooga.
The lies, the lies. You admitted last time that you didn't have a club era.
I did not have a club era.
All right. And just like we have done with the previous episodes, we have to start with the upbeat songs.
Upbeat songs, early 2000s. Number 5 on our list from Nelly. This came out in 2002. Hot in here.
I said.
This song never gets old.
No. I listened to this one quite a bit as well.
I have seen him perform this.
Have you?
Live. I have.
Good show?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Next up, another goodie from 2003 by 50 Cent, In the Club.
Go shawty, it's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck cause that's your birthday.
It was so much fun seeing him hanging upside down again at the Super Bowl halftime show last year.
Yes.
Performing this song.
It was awesome. Our number 3 on the list. The single was released in 2000. This was from Cisco, The Thong Song.
Let me see that thong.
This song, and I have seen it live several times because Cisco was opening for NSYNC when the Thong Song was like
huge.
Yes.
Oh, nice. What a show.
He just rolled his eyes.
I feel like they could hear that in my voice.
I just needed to let them know in case they couldn't tell. It was so much fun. Pink also opened. It was
really?
Yeah, it was great.
That's cool.
Also, though, Cisco is the one that my friend Kimberly and I went to his Billboard Awards after party in Vegas.
Platinum haired Cisco?
I think so at that time, I think. Although he changed it a lot. So
did, yeah.
The song was off the album Unleash the Dragon. And so he had a giant ice sculpture of a dragon at the club where the party took place. And the only reason we were able to go was because we were there with R&B singer Joe.
Joe.
You might know his songs, I Wanna Know, Stutter. There's lots of them. Yeah, my friend Kimberly had worked on one of his music videos and knew him. And that's how we got to go.
That was your in.
It was a lot of fun. But anyway, I can't imagine dancing to the Thong Song at a school dance, but it sure sounds fun.
It had to have been.
Yeah. All right. Next up. This came out in 2002 by Lil Jon and the East Side Boys featuring the Ying Yang Twins. Get Low.
What a lineup for a song.
Right.
Yeah. Lil Jon. What? East Side Boys and the Ying Yang Twins.
So many fun songs the early 2000s. All right. And number 1 on the list of upbeat songs that remind you of school dances in the early 2000s from the year 2000 by DJ Casper and the Live Platinum Band, Cha-Cha Slide.
To the right. Reverse, reverse. Reverse, reverse. Cha-Cha now, y'all. Cha-Cha again. Cha-Cha
Which
now,
one
y'all.
Is this one?
This is the one that we did at our wedding.
And turn it out.
You do it every wedding. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody clap your hands. I think the first time I ever did this was at my friend Holly's wedding, I think.
I don't remember.
But anyway, it's always a lot of fun. It was like the new electric slide.
Right.
You know?
It's wild. This song's been around for 24 years now.
It is.
Wild, man.
Wild. Real wild.
Real wild. All right. Now we got a transition over to the slow songs. Go get your cup of punch. Because we know everybody in the 2000s had that punch bowl. It's probably spiked because of you, Tom. We saw you.
Tom. Do we think they even had punch bowls then? I don't even remember having a punch bowl in the late 90s.
I'm sure they had a punch bowl.
I hope they did.
I see it in every like TV or movie depiction of a dance.
I know we just talked about this, but
I know.
I feel like it was in the 80s and before.
No, I think it's real.
Okay. I think it's real. I think it was real to a point. It just wasn't real at my school, or I just never saw it.
Maybe you just missed it. You didn't want to get it on your dress.
Maybe. Maybe that's it.
All right. Number five on the list from 2002. This one from Avril Lavigne. I'm with you.
I don't want to take anything away from anyone, but it is so, I love the song. It's just so weird to think of people slow dancing on a dance floor to this song.
Yeah, this one surprised me.
But a lot of people voted for it. So who am I to say? Next up for me, from the year 2000, from my friend Joe.
It's your best friend.
I hung out with him one night with other people. that sounded like it was something different than what it was. I love this song. I want to know.
I want to know.
I love that song. I love that whole album.
The whole album?
Yeah. We were talking about some BMM last week.
This is it?
This is some of that.
Sounds like an episode we need to make.
In my opinion.
Top 10 BMMs.
It sounds gross because it makes me think of BMs.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's that or it's PDM. But I don't feel like that's appropriate either.
People doing music?
People doing music.
All right, next on the list by S Club 7. This came out in 2000. Once again, Never Had a Dream Come True.
Never had a dream come true till the day that I found you, even though I pretend.
I always liked this song. It's very dreamy.
This one flew right by me.
You were too busy in the office.
I was.
Being an adult. I know you know this one. This one's from 1999, but most of the people who voted for this were in school in the 2000s.
Ah.
So we left it on this list.
Okay.
By Lone Star, Amazed.
I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
I do know this one.
This song was in heavy rotation on the radio, even non-country radio, because I don't listen to country music.
So. Oh, yeah. It was all over the place.
Yeah. It's a good song, though. I could see everybody slow dance into this one.
Absolutely. Feels like it probably became a standard at weddings as
yes,
well.
Yes. I was going to say, I bet it's a lot of people's wedding song.
Yeah. And number one on the slow song list from 2001 from Usher.
Usher, baby.
You Got It Bad.
You got it bad. When you want it, hang up and you call right back.
Usher had so many hits, still cranking them out.
Yeah.
Obviously, he showcased that at the Super Bowl this year.
Did a great job. Did he play this song?
Yes. Of course.
Of course he did.
I don't really remember, but I know he had to.
Do you think anybody that sent it in for the list got up and danced when they heard it?
I sure
during
hope
the
so.
Super Bowl?
I sure hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope they stood up and they were like, honey, remember when we did this at our school dance and they did like the ass out, you know,
six inches
apart with the hands on the shoulders and the hands on the waist, just rocking back and forth.
He's like, no, darling, I was over getting the punch.
I was over spiking the punch. You missed the opportunity there.
Oh, swing and a miss.
Oh, no, darling. Oh, that's funny. All right. That wraps up part one of our list. Again, like I said, we will be doing a bonus episode on our Patreon, as we have with the 80s and 90s, where we share all of the honorable mentions, HMs. You know, there are lots more songs that people voted for that didn't quite make the top 10. And then we'll also be back with a part two. So you'll hear the last half of this top 10 list.
Can't wait.
And stay tuned also for my so-called life recaps. And we have some other fun stuff.
We do.
Up ahead. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jennifer Amanda.
Say it, Jennifer Amanda again.
Chad Michael Murray in One Tree Hill.
You got to say it right because they don't know our joke.
Chad Michael Murray.
No, say it right.
Chad Michael Murray.
Very good.
I say it Murray because of, what is it from? It is from The Bachelor.
Et.
And there was a dude on there named Chad, named Murray. What is his name? Josh Murray.
Yes. I'm trying to remember, though, why you knew Josh Murray, because you weren't watching The Bachelorette with me.
It was just on, and I kept hearing, I feel like you were swooning over this guy. And then he came on there, and he was just eating pizza, but, like, lovingly eating the pizza with a lot of noises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did he make that noise when he would kiss, too, or something like that?
I think so. He was noticeable.
He ended up being a big D-A.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought he was hot in the beginning.
Sure.
I think he was on Andy's season. I think it was like between him and Nick Vile, who is a huge podcast now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know Nick from Special Forces.
Oh, that's Nick.
Yeah.
Ah, that Nick.
That Nick.
Gotcha.
Anyway. What a sidebar.
Very big sidebar. And now if you hear me say that last name like that, you'll know why.
Exactly. Say hot and her.
Hot and her.
Go, Shody. It's your birthday. North Carolina.
Is that North Carolina? You sound like a nun.
Come on and raise up.
I was supposed to do that one, but it's okay.
You were?
It's okay.
Oh, and I did so good.
You did so good. I don't want to redo it.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Spinning like a helicopter. Okay, sorry.
Because I had no idea. I always get lost with this song. I'm like, oh no, when's the clapping coming?
It tells you when to clap your hands.
But I'm always a little behind, and then I feel stupid. Did he show you the dragon?
That was Cisco. And he didn't show me his dragon either. All right, cut that. That's an outtake. People doing music. Yeah, I like that. Panty dropping music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Don't think you can say that anymore.
No?
Of course you can.
Of course you can or can't?
Can.
Oh, okay. Know you got it bad when you're stuck in the house. You don't want to have fun with anybody else. I don't know if those are the words or not, but.
They are now.